New York Yankees signed Neil Walker today. And Neil Walker, a name you know from his time with the Mets, the Pirates, and the Brewers at the end of last season. It's not a big move, but it's a move with big ramifications. And this is a tough move for me to get my arms around and really decode, because this is a good move for the New York Yankees. Let's start with that. Walker, 1 year, $5 million. It's not long-term, and it's cheap. That makes this move right there. Instantly, I'm listening now, and I'm willing to hear why it's a good move. He hit .265 last year. He also hits home runs. He can play all over the field. He can play first, second, and third. He offers defensive versatility, same as Brandon Drury, who they already acquired from Arizona. I love that. He's a switch hitter. I love that. He hits home runs, and in that ballpark, he'll hit more of them with regular playing time. I like that. He's a good clubhouse presence. He's a veteran. All of the above. That right there, I think, makes this move a success. But the part about this move that I hate is that now we're looking at, for at least part of this year, at least a good portion of this year, both Gleyber Torres and Miguel Andujar, their top prospects for New York on the position side, being blocked. And I understand the Yankees' goal is to win the World Series, as it should be to win the World Series. And Neil Walker right now probably helps them closer to that goal than Torres or Andujar. You don't have to rush them to the big leagues. They can get more seasoning in AAA in all likelihood. And barring injury or unforeseen struggles by somebody in the rest of spring, they're going to be in AAA for a while. It probably is a good move there. You don't have to rush those guys in, and I understand that. But with the team being as deep as it is offensively, there's no pressure on either one of those prospects to perform if they had been up. Like last year, I was against bringing up Rafael Devers for the Red Sox, in part because they were so barren offensively that he was going to be coming up expected to produce. And if he didn't hit .280, it was going to be a letdown. And I didn't want to see him get crushed. These guys could come up and struggle a bit because they're not going to be counted on to be the primary run producers in New York or run generators. I wanted to see Gleyber Torres or Miguel Andujar more often this season. And now I just don't see a way for that to happen. Walker is a known commodity. He is a switch hitter. He hits home runs and he offers defensive versatility. He can play three positions. And he's cheap. And he's willing to come to New York for that hybrid role in any position. He's willing to come to New York for the cheap. I have to make this move if I'm the Yankees. But as a fan of baseball, I want to see the kids. I want to see the prospects. Don't tell me that the Yankees lineup is not much more fun if we're talking about Aaron Judge, Gary Sanchez, Giancarlo Stanton, Didi Gregorius, and Gleyber Torres. That's just more fun than Neil Walker. But for a team that wants to win a World Series, they better position themselves to do that today by signing Walker. I don't have to love the move as a fan, but if I'm a fan of the Yankees and I'm trying to get myself closer and closer to playing October baseball, I think this move does it more so than bringing up a one or two 20 to 22-year-olds.